USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is ripping President Trump's stance on violence.
I believe if I were president today, the country would be safer and we'd be seeing a lot less violence. And here's why. I have said we must address the issue of racial injustice. I believe we can bring these folks fighting for racial justice to the table. I've worked with police in this country for many years. I know most cops are good, decent people. I know how they risk their lives every time they put that shield on and go out the door. And I'm confident I can bring the police to the table as well.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee plans to subpoena Postmaster General Louis DeJoy for documents involving delays of the mail. DeJoy rejecting the conspiracy theory from Democrats that he is trying to slow down the mail to help President Trump's re-election. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this balance of nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
New numbers are out from Johns Hopkins University regarding coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The coronavirus has now infected more than 25 million people worldwide, and the U.S. is closing in on 6 million cases. The U.S. reporting more than 47,000 new cases yesterday and nearly 1,000 more deaths, bringing the nationwide total to more than 183,000 fatalities.
The Ford Motor Company is delivering 10 million face masks to at-risk communities across the country. The Ford Fund's Pamela Alexander says through Project Apollo, the organization is helping to fight the war that has been waged on the world's citizens.
It's masks, it's face shields, it's ventilators, it's respirators. It's washable isolation gowns. Ford is a company, if you think back to World War II, it was bombers. Here we are in 2020, it's PPE.
Alexander saying the PPE will help people all over the country. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For 2 months, Arizona stood out as one of the world's worst coronavirus hotspots, suffering through an outbreak that sickened hundreds of thousands of people. Daily cases peaked on July 11th, and the number of people in hospitals and intensive care units peaked a few days later. Those numbers have steadily fallen, and fewer than 900 Arizonans are in hospitals with confirmed COVID-19 cases. At the height of the pandemic, Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego, a Democrat, was out spreading lies, according to Marissa Hamilton, about the pandemic.
The three statements that she made that were factually inaccurate is, first, she had said that the federal government, that the administration, had not helped Phoenix with providing any testing, which proved to be not true. There was 40 test facilities on site in Phoenix. The next thing then she spoke about was that we had that doctors were sending patients home to die, older patients home to die, that they didn't have enough hospital beds, and the hospital said that wasn't true. And then the third one was that basically bodies were piling up because we didn't have enough morgue space, and so she said that we had to order refrigerators for the bodies from COVID dying, which also wasn't true.
The mayor's office did not respond to an email request regarding those accusations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.